You are listening to RudolfSteinerAudio.com. If you are listening to the podcast of this, it is located at RudolfSteiner.podbean.com. Please consider becoming a patron. As well, there are two publishing houses, SteinerBooks.org in America and RudolfSteinerPress.com in England, who are the sole publishers of Steiner into English and have given me permission to do these recordings. Please consider patronizing them as well. This is a reading of Collected Works, Volume 100 by Rudolf Steiner, entitled True Knowledge of the Christ. I just finished Theosophy and Rosicrucianism, the first cycle in this book. There are two cycles. And I realized there's an appendix with some questions and answers that was recorded during that lecture cycle. So I'm going to add that as part 15, lecture 15, let's call it, to this book before I begin the next cycle. So, translated by Anna Moise, questions and answers. During the lecture course given in Kassel on the 16th to the 29th of June, 1907, based on notes taken by Ludwig Kleberg. Question. Did the Christ rise in the flesh? What is the forgiveness of sins? Rudolf Steiner. Let me explain the first point in context. The Gospels do not mean that the Christ died for the sins, now we can commit sins. What need is there to make up for them in Kama Loka? The only sins that are not forgiven are those against the Holy Ghost. Those are the sins that must be atoned through karma if committed in full awareness. The Christ died for the sins caused because human beings also live in other bodies. The sins against the spirit must be atoned for. Christianity is fully in accord with the law of karma, as we shall see. Question. How do we explain the genders given to entities and things in animate and inanimate nature? Why do we say the tree is male, the flower female, and the leaf neuter in German? Rudolf Steiner. A mysterious relationship exists among genders throughout the natural world. The gall wasp lives on certain trees. So there is a relationship between the animal and the trees. If we trace this in the Devaconic world, we find that wasps and trees are a single whole, like male and female in the world. The separation exists only in the physical world. A kind of sexual relationship thus exists between the animal and the tree. Languages were not created arbitrarily in the primal world, but have arisen from the secrets of the world. Certain gender notations derive from relationships in the higher world. Something gender-related thus lives in the masculine stone and the feminine flower. Changes occurred between sun, moon, and earth that also show themselves in the national character of the ancient Germans. In the classical languages, the moon is feminine, the sun male. In German, it is the other way around. Parenthesis, I did think of this in Munich when I gave the lectures about the Gospel of John there. Close parenthesis. Question. Is it true, as some say, that Christianity has had its golden age? Or, as others put it, that Christianity has so far only overcome its childhood diseases, with its golden age still to come? What does the future look like for Christianity? Rudolf Steiner. So far, Christianity is in its beginnings. Theosophy is meant to help Christianity. More will be said of this. Question. Are there truly spirits of sublime and most sublime kind that correspond to the gods of the Greeks and Romans? One cannot bear to think that they were an enormous delusion, and that the faith of thousands of people was for nothing. Rudolf Steiner, the mythological figures are images of astral and devaconic spirits, the Greek gods among them. In the astral world, human beings see their inner life as outer life. There were times when humanity was clairvoyant, when people saw the nervous system evolving. It looked like a tree then. This is why they called these powers the world ash. Yggdrasil, parenthesis, capital I, bearer, close parenthesis, was the name of the tree. In the same way, Zeus and Prometheus were an astral experience. These are the ordering powers. The dead must have guides, as we have seen. In the ancient mysteries, people saw that there were guiding spirits in Devakan. Olympus is the true means of expression for Devakan. People who say mythologies are popular fantasy are dreamers of the unreal. Legends and folk tales are still created today. The legend of Lady Midday comes from the Slavic peoples. When people are out in the fields and do not go to their homes at midday, a woman appears who asks them three questions. If they cannot answer them, the woman cuts off their heads with a scythe. The legend has come about like this. People go out in the fields to work. Around noon they like to lie down and sleep a little. The sun is burning down and the hot atmosphere causes a dream of Lady Midday's three questions. Anxiety arises. The Sphinx asking its questions is the most sublime form of the Slavonic people's Lady Midday. The mythological world arose from past clairvoyance. Some time ago, an interesting book by Leissner appeared, titled Das Rätsel der Sphinx, The Riddle of the Sphinx. The academic world at large ignored it. The legends are explained out of nothing, for popular imagination is nothing but that. The dream world creates myths, and at a higher level of clairvoyance. Question: what view is taken of faith healing in theosophy? Rudolf Steiner. In theosophy, no position is taken with regard to anything. Positive statements are made about things that are known, and there is no need to declare any position. No party position is taken. That is what matters. No criticism is made, but things are told. Much is worthy of regard in the world, but much is highly biased. Some things can be done here, but the methods of the spiritual world are not without their dangers if used by lay people. Yes, the Christ did heal, but we must not forget that he healed from the depths of wisdom. Those who become theosophists can do spiritual healing. One only has to extend the spiritual knowledge. The followers of Christian Science are often biased and get very angry when they hear of theosophy. A healing process is often proclaimed, though much great damage, which is done in another direction, has been overlooked. You can see dreadful things there. People have been cured by the methods of Christian Science, but something else went parallel to this, which is that someone else got sick or died. There was a direct connection. People should not mess around with this. As you know, according to the New Testament, the sickness was transferred to the swine. Question: what position does theosophy take to Adventists? Rudolf Steiner. Here, a doctrine of Christianity is one-sidedly given preference and held on to fanatically. What they are saying is correct, but there is a more comprehensive truth, and they harden their minds. Theosophists do not fight them, but people in general do. Question: how should one take Hebrews 6:4-6, Epistle of Paul to the Hebrews? Rudolf Steiner. We must be clear in our minds that the sin against the Holy Ghost has roots that go deep. Human beings are conscious within their astral body. They can sin in the lower bodies. With help, those sins can be taken away. But when we sin in full awareness, outside help will have no effect, for help would be unwise. This can only be balanced out in one's individual karma. This is referred to in the passage, though the German does not really reflect its meaning. Question: does one have conscious awareness of previous lives when in Kamaloka and Devakan? Rudolf Steiner. This question must be answered with a definite yes. Once a degree of awareness has been gained, it stays for good. It is merely pushed into the background in life through the instrument of the body. The initiate can push the instrument back and oversee the lives. Question: recall. Rudolf Steiner. Humanity has the advantage of not being able to observe itself. Why do we not remember? Someone said that human beings could not do arithmetic. To prove his case, he brought along a 4-year-old. After the age of 6, a child will be able to do sums. Remembering the past is also a matter of time. Why can't it be sooner? Then one should teach the children integral calculus in the first year. One condition has another as a precondition. You may ask if it might not be better to develop the preconditions for playing the piano in 1 minute. It is necessary to have no recall because we would not be able to live with the memory. It would be as if someone knew his death. It would paralyze. Question. Kabbalah. Rudolf Steiner. This is a specific methodical way of arriving at certain facts in spiritual science. It is one of the most difficult methods. It is the way in which members of the Hebraic peoples approached the secrets, especially by methodical treatment of signs and numbers and letters. This is not entirely suitable for modern man. It is not possible to understand Spinoza unless one knows the basics of Kabbalistics. Those are specific methods, reckoning with letters given numerical values. There's a particular passage in the book of Revelation. Theologians say that John had no more predicted the future than anyone else, but wrote only of the past, for instance, in the case of the 7 seals. But John had put the truth in signs. People then spoke of earthquakes and the plague of locusts. This is an example of materialistic studies that many think so clever. It also says, quote, here wisdom, Sophia, is needed, for the number of this animal, beast, is the number of a human being, 666, close quote. How are we to do that? The scholars heard that letters in certain words are replaced with numbers, so they put the letters corresponding to 600 and 60 and 6. The theologians had a result, and whole libraries were written that should really go on the fire, and they arrived at the name Nero. So John lived after Nero and put it all secretly into the book of Revelation. The number means Sorat, the adversary of the sun spirit. The sign for this was, and there's a symbol, hence the horns. You have to understand what is written there, and then you can do history. You can't understand Euclid simply by having good knowledge of classical Greek. Question, astral spirits. Rudolf Steiner. In the astral world, you meet other spirits just as here you meet people, only more intensely so. The means of communication are, of course, different. Question, the dead and we ourselves. Rudolf Steiner. The dead can follow what is going on here. However, no spirit can see me putting out my hand. But there is a power behind the movement. A spiritual counter-image exists for the movement. This the spirits do see. An influence through dreams is possible, but the human individual must provide the opportunity for this. I could give you examples where the dead have a direct influence on destiny. Question, the Last Judgment. Answer given to me, Ludwig Kleberg and R. Wolkoff. Rudolf Steiner. At the end of the present cycle, a great judgment will be held, a crisis where the sheep will be separated from the goats, meaning those who are fit for further development will be separated from those who have to stay behind and go through everything again. Question, canals on Mars. Rudolf Steiner. The canals on Mars are an issue in the science of physics. I'll be speaking about the nature of Mars tomorrow. Life takes a different form there. We'll also get an idea of life on Mars tomorrow. Fluids and solids are more evenly distributed in the early states of a planet. The Earth, too, is fairly regular. Around the North Pole, it looks like a reflection of the Earth's astral and ether body. This is called the Earth's head. Asia is considered to be one hand, and Europe with Africa the other. America looks like the chest, Australia and so on like the extremities. This is also evident in the cultures. The Earth's life originates in one pole, like the astral consciousness radiating from the brain. It was possible to see such substantial currents in earlier cosmic bodies. Mars is such a body. Lower animals investigating the human being would also only see nerve strands and have no idea of mind and spirit. All matter reflects the spiritual. Question: vegetarianism. Rudolf Steiner. In spiritual science, no propaganda is made for vegetarianism. All matter reflects something spiritual. Matter influences human beings. Let me give you two examples: a French horn player and a printer. It is not contact with matter as such which has an influence, but there are much subtler kinds of contact. I could speak about what happens when people fill their mouths with gold. It would go too far. I could tell you how all foods act, how tea makes thoughts volatile, encouraging the presentation of arguments, which is why it is the diplomat's drink. Coffee makes for logical thought, but no propaganda is made for this in occultism. I could tell you various things about the connection between coffee house and newspaper. And so it makes a difference if you eat meat or not. Occultists make no crack-brained propaganda. There are plenty of bodies today that cannot do without meat. The question has to be answered in the individual case. People who eat only vegetables do, however, make the path to insight easier for themselves. Meat holds back. The body will be lighter, more efficient in coping more easily with the strains of that path. Meat eaters will tire more quickly. Wanting to follow the path of insight, one will need certain sustenance, and this is easier for vegetarians. If your body is able to cope with eating no meat, you will find that you feel greatly relieved in the long run. Vegetarians are also strong in dealing with external influences. You get much more resistant. People grow stronger and fitter for work overall. Those seeking insight will make things very much easier for themselves if able to do without meat. The general trend is that people are more and more doing without food of animal origin. Human beings started by consuming human beings, then animals, and will finally live on vegetables. When physicians say, quote, animal matter is necessary, close quote, that is based on past generations who lived on meat and gave rise to present-day humanity. We should not forget that humanity is evolving. Quote, and where should the animals go, close quote, people ask. Anyone asking such a question does not know the course of evolution. The animals which we are not eating are moving toward the future. Especially wild creatures are in decline. Question: effects of salt. Rudolf Steiner. Salt solidifies. Salt consumption is really one of the most difficult issues in spiritual science. Human beings need salt. A time will come when they no longer need it. The salt issue is one of the first issues to be tackled in the field of nutrition when spiritual science will have more influence in that field. Today, people have to develop the right feeling for this. It is a matter of discretion, of tact. Question: peace movement. Rudolf Steiner. We can see a decrease in armed conflicts on Earth. Before that came a period of horrendous armed struggles. That is how evolution goes. We find ourselves in two streams. One is the spiritual teaching of true Christianity, the brotherhood idea. You do not get anywhere with phrases in this. Associations which put the idea of peace on their program achieve nothing at all. The theosophical philosophy of life is intended to lead to that idea, and it is the highest degree of spiritual insight which leads to it. Occult knowledge will one day unite all humanity. You cannot have two opinions about the most sublime things. Materialism is responsible for today's strife. Something which some travel agencies do is a symptom. Someone takes people on a guided tour of Italy and rushes them through the galleries, then takes them home again. The rule is that one does not talk about the things that take us to the heights. For when people do talk about them, they are in dispute, and the idea is to bring them home feeling satisfied. The the day will come when people turn to one and the same insight, and this will mean true brotherhood. The other stream brings egotism to realization. The Atlantean age perished through water. Ours will perish in the war of all against all. Only a small group of people who have gained spiritual insight will survive. You have to make distinction between the evolution of souls and that of races. Here, it is a matter of races. The bodies perish. Human beings must not cling to their race, but move on to a higher level. We are facing a time of major conflicts. The peace concept is great, but impractical. I ask you, does anyone making peace propaganda seriously think that all the opposing interests that exist in the astral world will be swept away? During the Russo-Japanese War, it was possible to see in the astral plane that Russians who had died were helping on the Japanese side. Why was that so? Those were noble people who had been influenced by noble ideas and died as martyrs on the gallows or in prison for those ideas. They died in rage and wanting revenge. This rage emerged so powerfully after death that those people fought against their own compatriots. That is how we understand the contrast between the physical and the astral world. One has to encourage the idea of peace, but think about it in a different way. The oppositions that exist in the spiritual world have to be reconciled. Do you want to make peace on earth when there is war in higher worlds? The Germanic tribes were warriors. For the Egyptians, the spiritual world was the most sublime. For the ancient Germans, the greatest thing was to die in battle. Death in the straw was most inglorious. Initiation also took the form of war. Union with higher beings was always presented as union with the female element, among the ancient Germans with the Valkyries. Siegfried, the initiate, united with the Valkyries. The initiation process is presented as warlike. We are still under the after effects of the Mars state, and there will be terrible wars still to come. Question: birds. Rudolf Steiner. Birds separated off immediately after the separation of the moon. Their group soul is at a very high level, for they have not come down very much into matter. Question: planets. Rudolf Steiner. Other planets also go through their Earth evolution. The present Mars will one day be Earth. Venus has already been Earth. The stages were not gone through entirely, like those of our Earth. Question: are clothes a sign of progress or decadence? Rudolf Steiner. I'll answer this question in a somewhat oblique way. Imagination has grown impoverished, unable to create beautiful garments, and only considering things beautiful that have not had things done to them by human beings. It is materialistic to consider only completely natural things beautiful. Paracelsus was mocking this when he said that nature has been taken further in a true medicine, going beyond nature. That is, in quotes, natural in the highest sense. Question: reporting fakirs. Rudolf Steiner. Hume spoke of two boys who saw something but told different stories. Why? One of them had been lying. A photograph showed a fakir climbing up a tall bamboo rod, who tore himself apart at the top, fell down as blood, and vanished. The name was even given at the bottom. But when you read it backwards, it said something like this, quote, "You silly mutt, you're being deceived," close quote. Much is, however, due to mass suggestion. When someone tells a whole meeting that there is a pillar and someone is climbing up it, this has a significant effect. A small residue also remains of the influence of higher forms of magic. Many reports can be seen to be based on lies, others on mass suggestion. Suggestion is possible even when fully awake, when an idiot of a schoolmaster teaches something and his students believe it unreservedly. If you study social psychology, you'll come across many things. If you go to popular gatherings, you'll see the play of the astral powers, bringing about mass suggestion. Ultimately, we are dealing with genuinely higher magic. Question: connection with the departed. Rudolf Steiner. People who are here can make a connection with the departed if they go through occult training or are initiates. Also in dreams, if they interpret them correctly. For spiritualists, too, it is not impossible that the dead enter into the sphere of life. Though from the theosophical point of view, this is not to be recommended because of earthly lust to disturb the dead. Question: horse. Rudolf Steiner. A deep relationship exists between man and horse. Look at the old houses of ancient Germans, where a horse skull was nailed to the gable. Consider the Trojan horse, the four horses of the apocalypse, Kalinka, the horse in the Indian mysteries. Going back a long way through evolution, we find that animals split off, as the apes split off, and animals remained behind at every level. Man gained higher faculties by this means. If the ape had not split off, man could not have reached the height he has. Today only a last remnant remains of a power from early times, the relationship between man and woman. This came when single-sex nature split up. And there was a connection once with the entities that split off. People sensed the connection between the species splitting off and what they had gained from this. They were indebted to the horses for thinking. The rational mind. This is reflected in the profound legend of the wooden horse, the wiliness of Odysseus. The horse was venerated as a symbol for something to which we owe our rationality. The centaur is connected with the view that man once had horse nature in him. Question: Last Supper. Rudolf Steiner. The Last Supper is correctly explained in Anthroposophy. The Christ has once been the Sun Spirit. The words, quote, "He who eats my bread has lifted up his heel against me," close quote, must be taken literally. Think of the earth as the body and the Christ as its spirit. And think of the earth evolving over a wide spread of time. The spirit can say of something produced from grains of corn, "That is my body." And to something made from the juices of plants, "That is my blood." Reality may also lie in these symbols. Anything I am saying about this is very aphoristic. Theosophy brings to light the truth contained in Christianity. Question: natural healing methods, sun baths. Rudolf Steiner. One should never say a method is good or bad in itself. It depends on the human being. Something may be correct in theory, but is often used wrongly. Much damage is done by slogans. It is not a matter of encapsulating oneself in slogans and dogmas, but of developing better and better insight. You have to know when a sunbath is good and when it is harmful. The best medicine is to have no need of a physician. The ideal is not to take a sunbath, but walk in the heat of the sun for half an hour wearing a fur coat. If you manage that, your health is good. It is a matter of making oneself into someone who can cope with everything. It is highly individual. Dogmas and views are less important than making the physician truly human. The right methods will then follow. The system must redevelop into recognition for the most competent individual who is independent in his approach to nature, and who always makes a discovery when dealing with a new case. For every case is different. Question: sinning against the Holy Ghost. Rudolf Steiner. We can commit sins in different ways. We have the physical ether and astral bodies. The eye works on the astral body. It engenders manas. When work is done on the ether body, if you work on your temperament, buddhi is generated. And work on the physical body leads to atman. Everything starts from the first. In the present cycle, human beings are consciously working only in the astral body. Only an initiand is consciously able to do the other. But humanity must work continually on the astral body. You can only work consciously on the ether body under the guidance of the leader of humanity, especially Christ Jesus. The sins of the ether body are avoided if we go deeply into religion. You will be better in temperament if you follow the Gospels. The Christ died for this. The death in atonement means nothing when it comes to anything human beings can consciously make better, for that becomes part of karma. Sins against the Holy Ghost cannot be forgiven through the death on the cross. They arise because the human being is consciously working in the astral body. Question. Evidence of reincarnation. Rudolf Steiner. You get a hint in the story of healing the man who had been born blind. Christ said, quote, "All this is for the glory of God." Close quote. Try for an explanation of this in commonplace Christianity. The man had not sinned in the present life. No punishment there. Nor had his parents sinned. Sin passes on through generations. The term "for the glory" would be better translated as, quote, "that the God may be shown in him." Close quote. I do not think that in Christianity one believes in a God who lets a person be born blind so that the Christ may later demonstrate his skill. That would be a terrible way of explaining it. The individual had sinned in an earlier life. That is why he was blind. And doesn't, in quotes, God in the Bible refer to the inmost human being? The Christ himself said, "You are gods." Remember the saying that the drop of water is part of the ocean. Then there is the transfiguration. The disciples were, quote, "beyond themselves," close quote. That is, they were in Devakon. They saw Elijah, Moses, and the Christ. The Christ guided the disciples to the higher worlds. When the Christ returned, the disciples said, quote, "that was due to happen when Elijah comes again," close quote. Jesus said, quote, "Elijah has come already. He is John. But do not tell anyone until I am come again," close quote. The time will come when the Christ who did say, quote, "I am with you always until the world's end," close quote, will come again. It was merely necessary to bring up people so that in one incarnation they would believe this incarnation to be the only one. They then came to love that one life and did not see beyond it. Consider the slave in ancient Egypt working to build the pyramids. He would say to himself, quote, "everything you have to suffer now is something you have brought on yourself. You are now preparing your future and will one day be in command, just like the one who commands you now. This is only one of many lives." Close quote. When the doctrine of reincarnation was popular, people would look beyond the one life, feeling that there was a harmony of life. But the great leaders of humanity are the great educators. Man had to see one incarnation where he believed in only one life. And when the Christ comes again, people will once again believe in reincarnation. Christianity will continue to exist because it is able to take on new forms all the time, being truth eternal. Humanity needed the lesson of just one incarnation. In theosophy, we know that there are relative truths. No one will say the things I am saying today in 2,000 years' time. Long ago, the Druids taught by telling stories, and we use natural scientific terms. The theosophical teaching will also vanish, but the truth remains. Reincarnation was well known in esoteric Christianity, but the Christ would not speak of it to the masses. And that is the end of the question and answer section given during the Kassel lecture cycle, Theosophy and Rosicrucianism. So this is the end of, shall we say, lecture 15.